visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Really?
Fell out the window. It's not funny.
Yeah, but that
doesn't matter with you, cackling jackals.
Actually happens.
Jacqueline cackles.
Yeah, Jacqueline cackles. Of course, Dr. Scott Gottlieb was asked if he would take the Russian vaccine that was announced.
I wouldn't take it, certainly not outside a clinical trial right now. It appears that it's only been tested in several hundred patients at most.
So he wouldn't take it?
No.
And
it's at the same stage that a lot of potential vaccines are at. But Putin announced, yes, we've declared it successful. It's all that happened.
They're just skipping the next two steps,
right?
One and a half to two steps that a lot of the American vaccines are currently going through.
Yeah, yeah. It's like announcing somebody's the love of your life on the second date. I mean, they might be, but take your time.
Oh, God, that's one of the best parts of... have you seen The Wrong Missy yet?
No.
The David Spade movie?
No,
that's one of the best parts right at the beginning on the blind date. She says, I love you, like, within 2 minutes. Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Run!
Oh, yeah, well, he does.
That's one of the Sandler ones, right, with David Spade as the star? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a funny dang movie. Since we're talking about the bat fever, the number that I look at every single morning, I pretty much go to the New York Times because they've got the rolling 14-day average of cases and deaths, and I look at that. The cases, we talked about that a lot earlier, you know, there's all kinds of problems with looking at cases, but it's down 18% nationwide. 14-day rolling average is down 18%.
Has testing continued to ramp up over that?
Yeah.
Or is it the same? I don't know.
It's almost certainly the same or greater. I doubt that we're testing fewer people.
Agreed.
And deaths, which is a pretty good number, down 7% on the rolling 14-day average.
Okay.
You haven't heard this many places, but both of those numbers are down.
Well, there's no clickbait and happy. Well, actually, there is these days. My God. If I saw a story that said, hey, it's about over, I'd click on it, which means you'll probably see stories that say that, whether it's true or not soon. But, yeah, okay, so our rolling average is going down. That's good.
Yeah.
It could well go roller coaster back on up again. I don't know. I hate it when in CNN, unlistenable, they're talking about it this morning, how there are some fears that the improvement might lead to things opening up again and then a surge in cases. Yeah, people don't want to lose their houses. Yeah, morons. People are anxious to open the economy because they want to live. They want to have a life. They want schools to be open. The COVID isn't the only thing happening. Of course, you know, you're a high-dollar network journalist. The crappier things get, the better it is for you. I don't care about common people or... There's just so much of the Eastern media elite, they have no sense of real people in real people's lives. Just, I hate that they have any influence on, you know, the policy in this country.
It looks like football's been postponed, if not canceled. If they postpone it till next year.
College football.
If you postpone it till next year, I would call that canceled. At some point, It ain't happening when it usually happens.
Yeah.
If it happens next year, I don't know, would you jam two seasons into one to get caught up?
Play on Saturdays and Wednesdays?
I don't see how you'd ever get caught
up. Doubleheaders.
Doubleheaders of football. Yikes. I might watch that. Ugh. Oh, that'd be something.
By that second game?
I'd be winded and in a lot of pain. Wow. Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. This idea of delaying various things, at some point you're going to have to miss a season, aren't you?
Sure. Yeah.
Or like the Masters. They're going to play this year's Masters.
In November.
And then play another Masters would be scheduled for April?
Yeah.
Well, you could do that.
Yeah, you could absolutely do that.
Yeah.
They just announced today no fans at November's Masters.
By the way, somebody tried to post hashtag Heels Up Harris on Facebook last night, and it was blocked.
Oh, you're blocked!
So
blocked.
Twitter allowed the disgusting, not fair hashtag to run wild. It's interesting how they handle it differently. I don't know what the right answer is, honestly. But Twitter allowed it to run rampant with all the social media ugliness that you would expect. And Facebook said, no, not happening here. For whatever reason. There you go.
If you're a fan of man-boy love or child molestation, there's some good news for you coming in California.
Yeah, we do have to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, back to this just briefly. The Kamala Harris thing. What sort of hashtags have they allowed on Facebook about Trump's sex life? I'm guessing plenty.
Sure. Yeah. I tell you what, Mark, you can run your business any way you want. It's a private business. But it's pretty clear what it is. The sympathies of virtually everybody in his brain trust run left. So there you have it. I believe the marketplace of ideas does a pretty good job of, using the cleansing power of sunlight. You air an idea, if it's ridiculous, it will get counter-argued out of existence. Or at least it'll be pushed so far into a corner it has no significance. If you don't permit people to have it out in the open, I think that leads to bad things. But that's, I actually don't care that much anymore. I think the word's gotten out. People are starting to understand what social media platforms are and how they differ from each other and how seriously you ought to take them. And people are getting more savvy to it.
A fair number of my favorite pundits have checked out of Twitter, which is disappointing to me because I liked getting their instant reaction to big events, but they've just decided it's
because of the brutality of it and everything.
All of it together.
Don't read your comments. Don't engage. I think James Lindsay and Helen Pluckrose and some of our friends in the academic rebel community that believe in free speech and free exchange of ideas, they get into long, bitter arguments on Twitter. I think they're out of their minds.
Right. Arguing with individuals.
You're going to give yourself a heart attack. Some half-wit troll engages you. You only get a certain number of days on this earth.
Yeah, for
don't
one thing.
Don't waste them arguing with an ass.
For one
I
thing.
I almost dropped an AH bomb. I probably should have.
That would have been a little stark.
Well.
Don't argue with an individual. That's a waste of time. And that individual might not believe what they're saying anyway.
Right.
So you're not actually even having an argument. They're just trying to make you mad.
Right.
Like if they were here, they'd put a rock in your shoe. I mean, that's all what they're doing.
Wow. Wow. Urinate in your coffee.
Yeah, it's not even an argument.
Right.
A lot of times.
Right.
They're just full of glee for some reason about having made you mad.
Right.
Look how much time I got this guy to waste to answer to my ridiculous claims. They screenshot and post on subreddits or whatever.
It's like when I was a teenager, my friends and I would do crank calls.
Yeah.
They were delightful. They were hilarious. The point was to see how long you could keep people on times how ridiculous what you were saying was. So it was, it was like a multiplication thing.
Well, you have to be of a certain age to realize you used to be able to call people. They would have not the slightest idea who had called them, where the number came from.
And there was no way to figure it out.
And there was no way to figure it out.
Right, right. So we would engage in what we called crank calls. And in our defense, we went for cleverness.
Would you dial numbers at random?
Yeah.
Just open the phone book and...
Yeah. No, just dial at random.
And were you going with, is your refrigerator running? You better catch it, or is it, like, more complicated than that?
A little more complicated. We would say that they had an unpaid bill with an outrageous business establishment, geez, for instance, selling something that, for instance, a conservative Midwestern housewife probably wouldn't buy.
Oh, that's just not cool.
It was damn funny.
My friends and I, we would often do, first of all, when you call up, you repeat the, hey, is this 555-1234? And they say, yeah, okay, good. And then you get into it, so you take away the, oh, you must have misdialed.
Right. The air of legitimacy.
Yeah. Yes. And then one of our common go-tos was, hey, cool, awesome, I really need my tools that you borrowed. And then we were just getting these. No, I got to go. I'm on the construction site tomorrow. We got to get these tools. I don't know what you're talking about, man. I don't have the tools. What do you mean you don't know what you're talking about? And yeah, so we would just engage in those sort of.
Anyway, I get the idea of being a crank, but this shouldn't include cruelty. And why some of these people I admire would just dive in and have at it, hoping to win this online battle with a person. Now, granted, many, many other people might be witnessing the battle, and they're hoping to sell a particular argument. But you can sell that argument without engaging with trolls. Anyway, enough said on that topic. There is, I kid you not, a movement toward legalizing sex with underage people.
Those are children.
Right. They have flags and slogans and websites and organizations and the rest of it. And Cal Unicornia, who it was said, who was talking? It might have been Barbara Boxer, former senator, or it was some big California politician. Oh, no, it was Javier Becerra, the attorney general of California, was saying Kamala Harris will bring the progressive vision of California politics to the White House. As California goes, so goes the nation. Well, one of those movements is you get to sex up kids. The details on that perhaps new law coming up next.
Armstrong and Getty.
We're talking again with Will Curry, Chief Strategy Officer at Pure Talk USA. So, Will, a lot has changed since our listeners first heard about your company. With people looking to cut costs right now and free up cash on a monthly basis, how can Pure Talk help?
We recognize that staying connected with friends and family is more important than ever, which is why Pure Talk plans start at just $20 per month. We don't lock you into expensive plan options like the other carriers do. We offer a variety of plans, so there's something that fits everyone, and you don't pay for data that you're never going to use. Right now, the average family of four is saving over $70 per month when they switch to Pure Talk.
Well, I know everyone listening could benefit from an extra $70 per month. Okay, here's what you do to switch to Pure Talk. Grab your mobile phone, dial #250, and say, switch now. When you do, you'll also save 50% off your first month. Dial #250 and say, switch now. Pure Talk USA. Simply smarter wireless. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from Pure Talk USA.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try New Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Big news! David Horowitz's new book, Blitz, just hit 6 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. Already a number one Amazon bestseller, Blitz predicted the big protests against Trump. Now, Blitz says Trump has a secret plan. Mike Huckabee says if everyone read Blitz, Trump would win in a landslide. Get Blitz at bookstores or see the free offer and save $28. Just go online to blitz411.com or call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. And get Blitz today.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Kind of leads us where we're going. There's a New York Times headline. Ben Shapiro actually retweeted this saying, we should keep track of all the times the New York Times publishes a flattering coverage of polyamory. The poly parents' households are coming, it says in the New York Times. That whole idea that, you know, you can have more than two parents to make a baby now with test tube this and that, and you have three parents involved.
Hey, yay, yay.
Oh, jeez. No kidding. And they always present it as, wouldn't this be great?
This is so great.
This is fantastic.
We're tearing down the stupid boundaries of traditional romance and love and marriage and parenting. Because all change is good.
And evolution in nature.
Right. History has showed that. All change is good. We've been aware of State Senator Scott Wiener of Cal Unicornia for ages. He's a way lefty, but he is particularly a sexual libertarian, if you will, or libertine is a better word. Now, he was a big gay rights guy back in the day.
Which is fine.
Which is perfectly fine.
But I remember when he was fighting for men being able to be nude on the streets.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
And he's way into the whole insanity of trying to turn every little boy into a little girl and all, and convince everybody that half the population's transgender and the rest of it. He's way down that road, but he has offered up, introduced legislation, he says, and I'm quoting, to end blatant discrimination against LGBT young people regarding California's sex offender registry. However, under the bill, SB 145, that he's co-sponsored with Susan Eggman, Cuckoo Cachoo, Goo 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 Jube. Offenders would not have to automatically register as sex offenders if the offenders are within 10 years of age of the minor. Now, Wiener claimed current law disproportionately targets LGBT young people for mandatory sex offender registration, since LGBT people usually cannot engage in vaginal intercourse. The existing law requires a person convicted of a certain sex crime to register with local law enforcement as a sex offender while residing in California, blah, blah, blah. Wiener says currently for consensual yet illegal sexual relations between a teenager age 15 and over and a partner within 10 years of age, you're an automatic sex offender. So he's okay with, if the kid's 15 and you as a dude are 24 and 364 days, it's fine. It has to do with the various forms of sexual gratification involved, is what you're talking about earlier. But what it has to do with, and remember when Milo Yiannopoulos got murdered for this? What Wiener's saying is, hey, young gay men sex up teenage boys. Happens all the time. Shouldn't be a crime as long as they're within 10 years. The whole NAMBLA thing, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, or what was the organization I brought to your attention the other day? I can't remember the name of it. They are working so hard to normalize it's okay to take a child, an older child, a teenager, and sex them up and educate them sexually as an adult.
Well, the idea, I remember when Milo was in this, the hot water over this, there was the idea from the gay community to a certain extent, a lot of people coming forward and saying, yeah, that's the way I, you know, learned about who I am and how things work was from a, you know, an adult male. And
because I couldn't say anything to my peers.
Right.
And I wasn't sure. I had no role models, et cetera.
If you're a 25-year-old and you sex up my 15-year-old son, I will shoot you. So it won't matter what the law is.
This Prop 35 that they're trying to overturn or change was created and passed to protect children from sexual exploitation and sex trafficking, 16-year-old girls being exploited by their horrific pimps. Victims of sex trafficking are often vulnerable children afraid for their lives and abused sexually, physically, and mentally.
What a weird thing to get behind with everything that's going on in the world. And you can use your political, you know, clout to try to do some good somewhere. You've picked this.
SB 145 would allow a sex offender who lures a minor with the intent to commit a felony the ability to escape registering as a sex offender as long as the offender is within 10 years of age of the minor. No specification is made as to whether the sexual offender is straight, LGBT, or whatever. But add a section of the state's penal code stipulating that as long as the offender is within 10 years, they're not mandated. Well, it more or less reports what was said earlier. SB 145 appears to allow adults to victimize minors by luring them with the intent to have sex, and then shields the predator. I'm not sure what it looks like, according to the California Globe.
So does this have any chance of going anywhere, or is this like, you know, signaling to your constituency that, hey, I'm fighting the fight?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. It's one-party state, obviously. Supermajority. Scott Wiener is undefeatable in San Francisco. I'm sure he might be able to do favors for folks. I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes. I'm telling you, this guy is so far out there. Those of you who live around the country, you've heard crazy stories about California. You have no, it's crazier than that.
Trump already has an ad out against Kamala Harris. We could play that for you, among other things.
Armstrong and Getty.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try new Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
They had snuck in the night and committed these murders. Nobody had a clue about who or why.
you got eight people dead, and things like that don't usually happen in a small town. I mean, they don't usually happen anywhere, and it was just a real shock.
4+ years after these murders, and they couldn't have written a more sinister story than what's playing out in Pike County, Ohio right now.
Listen to the Piketon Massacre wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement. Women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
I thought that was the
I'm going to set that up.
Okay, set it up.
We're talking.
Then bring it down.
Talking a little bit about, because trying to find this. Sean sent this to me. We're all trying to make sure we understand this now, and I keep forgetting how you pronounce the new vice presidential candidate for the Democrats' name. The Daily News went with Yes We Cam.
K A M playing
with
on her
a picture
name.
Of Kamala Harris, but that's not the way you pronounce it. And the New York Post went with Comrades. For Biden and Kamala Harris, because it's pronounced Kamala.
Right. Like the punctuation mark in La.
Kamala Harris.
Comma.
I would like to know if it was always Kamala, or is one of those, you know, when you got to college, you decide to make your name more unique, which happens regularly.
I don't know.
And also, the mainstream media's fawning over Biden going with such a moderate pick that will be easy for people to vote for, and many people on the right are pointing out, if you look at any of these tracking organizations, GovTrack or any of these people that rate senators, she's way to the left. I mean, she's like with the handful of most lefty senators in the entire Senate.
Is that right? I didn't know.
The whole she's pragmatic moderate thing is a good story and spin because people are buying into it, compared to Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, I guess.
I feel like both. Right, because the Bernie wing swears she's a cop and a Republican in Democrats' clothing.
Right.
Right? So she, both of the extremes on the don't like her, but I think she appeals to that kind of
her
unspoken
vote, her voting record is very left. But yeah, compared to the other people on the stage, she is a moderate, there's no doubt. Well, she wasn't when she would raise her hand, but then she would backtrack on Good Morning America the next day after she said, yeah, all illegals should get health care. Oh, that's not what I meant exactly the next
right.
day.
Yeah, please.
But
hey, before we get to the ad, I think this will be more interesting as a lead up. So during the who would be the Veep thing, Karen Bass, who we've talked about a little bit, she's another California politician, was thought to be, you know, toward the top of the choices. But she had that stuff about praising Fidel Castro and socialism and all. And so the Veep vetting committee was calling around Florida Democrats, and they're like, hey, is the whole anti-Castro, they hate Castro thing in Florida, is that just Republicans or is that Democrats too? And the Democrats said, oh, it's everybody. Yeah, you can't be praising Castro and get votes in Florida. And so that's why they booged old Karen Bass. Threw that Bass back.
Florida an important state in the presidential election?
Not really.
I always forget.
And then the second thing that I found particularly interesting from Politico is there were some of the folks on the committee were still pissed at Kamala for the whole, that little girl was me, foolishness during the debate. I mean, it was so phony on 100 different
that
levels.
That might have made her president. It was idiotic. It makes no sense.
Right.
And then she changed her mind the next morning. But it might have made her president.
Yeah, if the media had their way. But number one, nobody was in favor of forced busing at this point. I mean, she wasn't. Biden wasn't.
No, her characterization of his position, how America feels about it, she was on the wrong side of history there on that debate. For every race?
And she's the daughter of a Stanford professor and a UC Berkeley professor?
Right.
Please.
So, the whole thing is stupid. No, I say they might have made her president. It's because if Biden wins, she's vice president. You don't think she's going to serve out the term. That moment, as stupid as it was, makes no sense on any level.
Right.
May have made her president.
It was a good zinger.
Elevated her to where she is now.
You're 100% right. And here's why. While a couple of the big donor/vetter people were peeved at her for that, Biden himself always liked her because she was best friends with his late son.
Mm.
And according to this major donor close to the campaign, the debate ambush was an upside. Joe wants someone who's been on the big stage under the bright lights who can gut someone like a fish. And Kamala more than proved she could do that. Now it's Pence's turn. She's going to cut him up. Well, and plus she's just going to go after Trump.
That's interesting. Politicians are different human beings from you and I. They see the world differently. They have a different thing with personal relationships. Maybe you've known people like this. Everything is transactional. You get the sense that we're friends because you can get something out of me. That's all there is to this.
Well, and Jack, it reminds me of the scene in which Wesley, a.k.a. the Dread Pirate Roberts, was dueling in Ego Montoya. And though they were trying to skewer each other, they earned each other's respect. And Biden, on the receiving end of that skewering from Harris, said to himself as a politician, "Ooh, that was good. That was skillful."
It was a debate.
Yeah, understood the sport of debate and did all, touche. Nice blow landed.
Thought, I want that blade on my side. Well, that's the way it works in politics.
Anyway, Trump was locked and loaded the campaign, as you would hope they would be, since she was the... A lot of talk about how conventional wisdom has won out on the Biden ticket. Biden was in the lead with conventional wisdom from the jump. Even with all his poor performances, he ended up being the nominee.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala was in first place from all the pundits and everybody, conventional wisdom.
In spite of the fact that she didn't even make it to Iowa.
From moment one, and here she is, the Veep. Anyway, so Trump was ready to go with an ad, and here's what it sounds like.
Kamala Harris ran for president by rushing to the radical left, embracing Bernie's plan for socialized medicine, calling for trillions in new taxes, attacking Joe Biden for racist policies. Voters rejected Harris. They smartly spotted a phony. But not Joe Biden. He's not that smart. Biden calls himself a transition candidate. He is handing over the reins to Kamala while they jointly embrace the radical left. Slow Joe and phony Kamala. Perfect together. Wrong for America.
This idea is a bunch of malarkey. Wow.
She is phony. I have no idea what she actually believes about health care or immigration or any of these things. I haven't got the slightest idea.
Oh, no. No, I have no idea. I've followed her career for years. I do not have any idea if she has any principle.
But, as I've said throughout the whole show, and this is just true, maybe this year is different, but I doubt it. The majority of people in a poll just last week said it doesn't make any difference to them who he picks for the vice president. It doesn't make any difference. And then like another 25% said it makes very little difference.
Mm.
So like 3/4 of people are zero to very little difference who he chooses. You either can stomach Trump or you can't. That's the whole election.
Yeah, to a large extent, the Trump campaign is trying to change that. Trying to defy that conventional wisdom by elevating her, making it clear that she will be the president. And need to be aware of her.
Can they successfully run against her and make it seem like the election is between Trump and Kamala Harris?
They're going
to
try.
And would that be a good idea?
They will try to a large extent. Whether they can, I don't know. I have to see it unfold, see how she reacts. Yeah.
It's going to be weird if we see and hear way more from the Veep than we do from the head of the ticket. Because that's not usually the way it is.
No, but if they don't do that, they're insane. She's so much more glib and sharp than Biden at this point. You have to let her do most of the heavy lifting. Have Joe be the friendly, calming, all I know is this Trump fella is no good for America, and I'll lead you to a happy new future. Now here's Kamala Harris to talk fancy.
total TV talk time going forward. I don't know who would have more, but I would almost guarantee she will take more unscripted questions from reporters post whatever thing she's doing.
So they're going to put, she'll be on with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday.
Probably. Yep.
She'll be on Good Morning America with Stephanopoulos, not Biden. I can believe that.
Or even at just random press gatherings where they do a five-minute scrum afterwards that Biden hasn't done for a long time. I mean, even in the speeches where he's looked good and not as flubby as he has in the past, he still hasn't been taking questions afterwards. I think she will.
It'd be like some of those phony interviews we booked with Sugar Ray Leonard. Hey, Jack and Joe, it's nice to talk to you. Now, here's Dr. Fitzsimmons, who wants to talk about carrot pills. And then all of a sudden, the guy you booked is gone, and you got this doctor jabbering at you. Uncle Joe's going to read his script. He's going to get through it best he can. You know the thing. Now here's Kamala Harris. And Kamala will take the mic. Who's got some questions?
Carrot pills.
I can't remember what they're pitching. Some sort of eye health.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a great day for Maya Rudolph.
Oh, yeah. I saw that tweet and I thought, yep, because she does the Kamala Harris for Saturday Night Live.
I'm kind of America's fun aunt.
A funt.
Which I guarantee you she initially had as cool aunt, but it got...
Oh, golly.
If I understand comedians.
Oh, no, not even late at night on Saturday.
Yeah, that is good news for Saturday Night Live. Anyway, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? We had 3 hours and 45 minutes in us today. It happens.
Yeah, I'm spent. We should play some just country hits to the top of the hour.
Do we have guys at the end of the bench who are waiting to come in and host the show? Can we get guys off? They're mostly just practice players. We'll have Michael and Sean host the show.
Remember at the very beginning segment of lockdown when all your favorite music artists were doing the home concerts and we were all trying to entertain each other with wacky stuff?
Yeah.
Then we all just kind of lost interest. Now we all just shuffle around.
Oh, look, those two neighbors both have instruments. Isn't this beautiful?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Shut up! Now it's quiet down! I want to hear your damn fiddle and ask you to play it! Oh, speaking of which, I believe this is Steve Lukather of Toto, their lead guitarist. Evidently, his next-door neighbor was firing up their leaf blower at an insanely early hour of the morning. When we come back, we will play for you the Toto guitarist's response. It's not to be missed.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, this is Larry King. Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that don't work? I've got great news for you. I had prostate problems that were driving me nuts. I tried several different natural products. None of them worked. One day I heard about Prostagenics. It beat over 157 other prostate supplements in independent lab tests and was rated number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. So I got some Prostagenics and boy, am I glad I did. Now my prostate troubles are a thing of the past. I sleep like a champ. I feel like I did 20 years ago. Do yourself a huge favor. Do what I did and get yourself some Prostagenics.
Prostagenics comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you can order absolutely risk-free. So go online or call
800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
If you call in the next 6 minutes, you can get a free bottle with a Larry King TV special.
800-600-2020.
Pick up the phone right now.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try New Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you need more prayer and want to grow your faith, Pray.com is the number one app for daily prayer and bedtime Bible stories.
Pray.com presents Sleep Radio. Calm your body as you fall asleep to Pray.com Sleep Radio. Relax to soothing music tuned to 432 Hertz, helping you fall asleep in peace. Download Pray.com to listen to Sleep Radio for free.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
Our August series is called Diagnosis Writer. Each episode, we're taking a close look at identifying common but difficult problems and pinning down their solutions. September spotlights designing interesting characters with interesting skill sets.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I hear the drums echoing tonight.
All right. I don't want to get started on this. I think this is the worst song. I hated it the first time I ever heard it. I was a disc jockey. I had to play it on the radio. I hate everything about this song. Toto Africa.
But
I know it's hugely popular.
I love it.
Hugely
popular.
You
got the Serengeti. You got Mount Kilimanjaro. You got it all.
And then Weezer remade it and brought it back. And now...
They just, like, remade it.
Now I hear it blaring out of college parties in the town I live in.
Yes.
It's huge popular with the college crowd.
Great art indoors, Jack. Stands the test of time.
Also an all-time contender for people who think they know the song, so they choose it for karaoke, only to realize they don't actually know the song.
I don't have any idea what the words are. No idea.
I do every single one. It's the Mona Lisa of pop music.
Turn it away from you.
Oh.
I just kind of slur through it. I don't know what it is.
That's terrible.
But why are we talking about Toto, Joe?
So the reason I'm especially amused by this story is, well, I have a neighbor. Seems like a nice enough fella, but he's apparently obsessive about his lawn. And his gardeners come, they show up early Saturday mornings.
You live next to Rand Paul.
I do. And I'm going to hit him on the other side, break the wrist of his ribs. No, I would never do that. But this guy has his gardeners. They show up early Saturday, one of the 2 days I can relax with a cup of coffee and enjoy my backyard. Otherwise, I'm running in to do this at Odark 30. But they show up ridiculously early and blow and blow and blow and blow. And I'll see the guy going over the lawn. Then he'll come back. He'll go over the same area just over and over. Like there's one stubborn leaf, and he can't be troubled to pick that mother blanker up and just get rid of it. It makes me insane. I've stood there pointing at my watch saying, what are you doing? You've been here for 45 minutes. I don't know what's going on.
What would it cost to hire somebody to just rake the leaves
up? And then Judy told me she saw him like 2 days later blowing his own lawn. So the guy's got like OCD or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's going on there.
It could be.
Anyway, so apparently I'm just told this is Toto's guitarist. I assume is Steve Lukather, legendary studio guy and guitarist and a really fabulous player. But anyway, and it was in on Africa, which we've agreed is just an American. It's the second American anthem, really.
Wow.
Second national anthem. but so anyway, so he gets tired of this guy blowing off his lawn at 7 o'clock in the morning. Well, here's what Steve Lukather did at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, this is outside in his backyard.
Yes.
Wake up.
Biden kind of covered up. He shouted good morning at the end of that.
Nice. Nice.
If you did that sort of thing, most people would think you are a crazy person. Why we decided that leaf blowers are okay any time of day or night, or ever really. God, they're just, unless you've got a commercial job to do like the Walmart parking lot or something like that, freaking get a broom or a rake.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
You use a rake, you wrap them up in a tarp, and then you throw them away. Those leaves are out of circulation. You get a leaf blower, now the neighbor, now he's got leaves on his lawn. He needs to hire a leaf blower. It's bad for business to take the leaves away.
That's why the crazy French guy tried to kill Rand Paul. Speaking of strange rangers, this is a note from Al Anonymous that I really appreciated. He's talking about, you know, I'll go ahead and name it. It's the city of Healdsburg in Sonoma County, California. Had a code enforcement officer for several years. His job is to drive around town looking for people doing illegal work to their homes or breaking city codes or regulators. Today, this fellow stopped one of my employees who was at our local self-serve car wash, washing one of my company trucks. The code enforcement officer just told my guy he needs to wear his face mask when outside the truck. The car wash has 8 bays. Only one other one in a person was with a person in it was 6 bays away. My employee pointed out no one's within 100 feet of me. Code enforcement told him if he doesn't comply, the cops would be called. Demanded an ID, took down the truck's license plate. Gotta made a hell of a good Nazi.
You're a certain kind of person, aren't you? Jeez.
We've now entered Final Thoughts with your host, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap up the show. There he is pressing the buttons, keeping us on the air, Michelangelo. Michael.
I got to disagree with you guys. I love leaf blowers. They're fun, but I always blow between 3 and 6 p.m. Eastern time to be safe.
There you go.
Jeez. All right. Positive Sean, a final thought for us.
Oh, I'm excited to get home. I have a 2-pound package of bacon that is going to get baked today. I'm going to be eating bacon for... I can't even picture the last time. The next time I won't have just bacon on hand, on demand.
That sounds good.
You're baking your bacon?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I bake it all. That's
baked
my preferred...
bacon?
That's how you keep it flat.
Well, I've always said bacon's a miracle food. All you have to do is apply heat and it fries itself. It's proof God loves us. Jack, a final thought for us.
My final thought is there an advantage to having your bacon flat, or does it taste different?
You can easier to put it on sandwiches, stuff like that is the main reason for having it flat, and also it just stores better when you put it in the Ziploc or whatever.
Have you ever baked it with mustard and brown sugar on it?
No.
Oh.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, it's so good.
I may have to try that.
Easier to put on a sandwich. How hard did you find it to put it on a sandwich?
Well, they get all curled
maybe
up and then
work
it doesn't
out a
fit on the thing. On the, it's not lighter.
Maybe
the
you ought to go to the gym that's secretly open.
This isn't fair.
This is with COVID.
This isn't fair.
Cat lover.
Yeah, your cat likes straight bacon?
You guys know I don't have time to respond to this.
Yes.
Not fair. Correct. Correct. Yes. I reclaim my time. I reclaim my time.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up a grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to thank. So little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. If you missed a segment, you can grab the podcast there. Download that son of a gun. You can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Some really popular swag available for per chas to help us keep everybody employed. And I already said the email thing. Oh, all the stuff we talked about, articles, videos, it's at armstrongandgetty.com.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say what that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
She was probably nastier than even Pocahontas.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.